We finish up our series today on the Gallup Q12, giving you your third action item about what you can do to make sure that this employee engagement stuff works. Oh, and by the way, it's Friday.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
As a leader, you have to know how to answer the question, why? Why are we doing this, Pete? Why are we so focused on employee engagement? Why do we care about these 12 questions? Why do we have to do all these things? Well, it's very simple, because the Gallup research has shown that there are well-established connections between employee engagement and key performance outcomes. I don't care if you're a for-profit, a nonprofit, a government, an NGO, a school, a small business, large business. If you have employees who are engaged, it is directly affecting your customer reviews, the profitability of your organization, turnover, safety incidents are related directly to employee engagement, shrinkage, theft. You can make a direct correlation between absenteeism and employee engagement. In the healthcare industry, patient safety incidents can be related directly to higher employee engagement scores. And quality or defects, if you work in a manufacturing sector, those are related as well to employee engagement scores. So there's real data behind this. This is not, oh, employees should be happy at work. I want to work in a place where people are having fun and all that. No. In organizations that have, employee engagement scores that are in the higher amounts just have much better numbers around absenteeism, safety, productivity, customer reviews, quality than those in the lower quadrants. So it's a no-brainer. That's why we do this, not for fun, because we want to keep our jobs and have a successful organization. Hey, I hope you've had a fantastic few weeks enjoying the Gallup Q12 information. We'll start a new series next Monday, and tomorrow's going to be a Pick Up the Roach Saturday. We'll talk to you then.